This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While it's not yet clear whether Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is going to testify before Congress of his own volition, CNN reported today the company is strategizing about possible testimony. But Zuckerberg did say thanks, but no thanks this morning to the British Parliament's Media Committee, offering to send deputies instead. We've called Stephen Beard in London to get some context on the European part of this story. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
So quickly, what is this committee, looking into?
Data mining, data manipulation, and fake news. It invited Mark Zuckerberg to appear after the allegations surfaced about the 50 million Facebook users whose data had been abused and exploited during the U.S. presidential election. The committee, in fact, had invited him to appear twice before and been rebuffed, so it can't have been that surprised by rebuff number three. Nevertheless, the lawmaker who chairs the committee said he was absolutely astonished that Zuckerberg was refusing to appear given the seriousness of the allegations, and he urged the Facebook boss to think again.
Do you think Zuckerberg has anything to lose by not getting on a plane and going over there?
Well, they can't force him.
Yeah.
He could be declared in contempt of Parliament, and he might then have to reason with an official in stockings called the Black Rod. He's not a British citizen, so he can't be compelled. In reputational terms, I suppose it's a little damaging. But he's already suffered a lot of reputational damage on that side of the pond. It's interesting, this, because Rupert Murdoch, also not a British citizen, was once summoned to appear before a parliamentary committee over the phone hacking scandal. He actually did turn up, but he got a bit of a mauling, actually, and as it happens, a protester threw a cream pie at him.
I remember that.
Not a happy experience.
Yeah, but to that end, right, of Zuckerberg clearly wanting to be able to do business both in the UK and in the wider European market, what are the risks of, in essence, by thumbing his nose at the Brits, does he risk more swift and substantive regulation of Facebook and all the rest?
Tougher regulation is already on its way. The UK information regulator is going to get additional powers very shortly. A new EU-wide data protection law comes into force in May with multi-million dollar fines for companies that don't adequately protect data. So the screws are already tightening a bit on Facebook. The bigger threat, I imagine, is the threat to its business model, whether advertisers do shy away from the platform because of fears of a consumer backlash.
Right.
No major signs of that, however, in Europe yet.
Stephen Beard at the European Desk in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.